Hi, welcome to the Dan Bradbury podcast, where turnover is vanity, profit is sanity, and cash is king. In this podcast, I'll bring you resources, tips, interviews, and lots more to help to grow your business and make it less dependent on you.
Welcome to the Dan Bradbury podcast. My name is Topher Morrison, pinch hitting, sitting in for Dan as he is getting ready for the Ultimate Entrepreneur Mastermind event coming up June 22nd and 23rd. Tickets still available, by the way, if you'd like to come, which is why we are doing this and a series of podcasts featuring all of the contestants from the Ultimate Entrepreneur. Today we have on the show Mr. Chris Matthews, who is the CEO and founder of Alivair, a medical weight loss clinic, and he has been a customer or a client or a member, whatever you'd like to refer to it as, of Dan's Mastermind program for over 10 years, and the results show it as well. So we're going to get right into the program so you can meet Chris, hear about how he's pivoted during the pandemic to stay successful in his business, and also we're going to talk about how he pitches his company as well. So without further ado, would you please welcome to the show Mr. Chris Matthews. Chris, welcome to the Dan Bradbury podcast. How are you, my friend?
I'm amazing, Topher. Thank you very much. Lovely to see you.
It's great to see you. I would say lovely to see you, but as an American, the word lovely just sounds weird without the accent, so I have to say great. But it is lovely to see you as well, my friend. We've been friends for, God, I want to say maybe 15 years.
It's getting on that way. Yeah.
So for those of you watching or listening, if this turns into just a diatribe of two old men reminiscing, I apologize. But we'll do our best to stay on track and stay in the flow of things. Chris, Alivair, let's talk about this first off. You've been in, how long have you had the company? 10, 12 years?
Just 10 years this year, 10 years old in July. July the 4th of all dates.
Interesting. Okay, cool. Now, for a medical weight loss clinic where you are working with clients, they come into your office. You have 10 facilities, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So you've got 10 facilities all throughout the UK. You've got face-to-face customer interaction. Pandemic hits. All of a sudden, what happens?
Yeah, so it's, 2020 was quite a year. Started off with a personal health crisis. I had a life-threatening brain hemorrhage in January of 2020. Fortunately.
By the way, I don't know that there's a non-life-threatening brain hemorrhage. That might be a redundant. Oh my gosh!
Yes, well, mine was certainly fairly spectacular from the MRI scans. Wow. And then obviously shortly followed by a global pandemic. So definitely not the start to my 50th year of life, which I'd perhaps envisaged.
Wow. You're 50 years old, you have a brain hemorrhage, and then just when you're trying to get better on that, the world decides to have a global pandemic. And what happened to the business? You've got 10 clinics all over the place. You're doing multiple six-figure revenues every month. What happened?
Yeah, so the 23rd of March, the UK government quite rightly, closed all business in the UK. We went into a full national lockdown, and we went from treating patients in all our clinics across the UK to multiple six figure incomes each month to zero.
I felt like a little stress to add to the health and the healing of a brain hemorrhage for that one.
It was exciting, it's fair to say. Yes.
So let's talk about that. Let's talk about how you survived and how you pivot. But before we do, I want to even take a step back and let's talk about how you pitch the company alone. And then I want, because inside a pitch, there's always that compelling why. And I want to dig a little bit deeper on that one. But let me just say this. Somebody who comes up to you, they don't know anything about you or your business. How do you pitch your business? If I were to say, what do you do? What would you respond with?
The 30-second pitch is quite simply, Alivair is a medical weight loss business that offers a non-surgical, non-drug-based weight loss treatment, and we'll transform your life in 16 to 20 weeks.
Nice. All right, cool. Very simple, very clear. Let's people know what you do. One of the things I always hear people are trying to do is they try to be real cute with their pitches and try to be real memorable. And I always say the thing that's the most memorable is usually the most clear, not the most cute. And I liked what you said, right? You kept it very clean and very simple. In any pitch, especially if you're compelling people to want to do business with you, I always talk about the compelling why, the big reason why somebody would want to do business with you. And it's usually beyond, you know, you just making money. And I know you have a very compelling why, which is kind of why I've teed this up with you as well. So when you're telling people about why you decided to get into a weight loss business, what do you tell them?
Yeah, so I weighed over 20 stone. I was very unhappy. Fed up, you know.
For the Americans watching, by the way, or listening to this show, that's about a sled dog team. Yeah,
it's about 300 pounds, indeed. A sled dog team. I like that. Yes. So yeah, weighed over 20 stone, 300 pounds nearly, and very fed up about it. Through a complete chance meeting with a medical doctor who was opening a weight loss clinic that offered Ali their therapy. We formed a relationship and he then treated me and I lost 100 pounds, 7 stone, in just over, in just 20 weeks. And what? Completely
expanded. 20 weeks, you lose 100 pounds. Holy moly. I've seen the photos. They're actually amazing. I don't believe I even knew you when you weighed that much.
No, and it was because of a lack of business sense that I came across Dan. You know, I wanted to help other people. And it comes back to your question, your original question about the story. The story is I lost all this weight and I wanted to help other people transform their lives as mine had been transformed and help them lose weight in the same way I had. And not be as miserable and fed up as I was when I was weighed over 20 stone. That's the reason for the business.
It's such a great story. And you know, when you have those compelling whys, it lets people know that you're in it for more than just the bottom line dollar or pound, which is really impressive. You had mentioned you'd been with Dan. You are one of Dan's longest clients. And it's interesting because when you look at masterminds, it's real easy after you've been in a mastermind program for a year or two to all of a sudden sit there and go, well, you know, I'm done. But you've stuck with him for 10 years. And by the way, if anybody does want to learn more about Chris, you can go to your website at alivere.com. Is that correct? alivere.com. But you can also meet him if you want to come to the Ultimate Entrepreneur Mastermind competition, where you're going to be competing to win a 10,000 pound prize by delivering your pitch. So, and that's all revolving around how did you survive the pandemic? So let's get into that. Let's talk a little bit about that. You like you said, you were earning multiple six figures. You had 10 clinics. You must have had probably somewhere between 60, 65, 70 employees, I'm guessing. Yeah.
Yes.
So you've got the stress of trying to heal. You've got the stress of the pandemic, 60-some, 70-odd lives that are your responsibility for their livelihood. Why didn't you just throw in the towel, right? It's like because you have that why, right? You have that compelling reason for it. This is more than just making the money. So when you take money out of the equation, the purpose doesn't go away, right?
Absolutely right. And I think also you know, perhaps a hopeless optimism. You know, yeah. Definitely very forward-looking, not backward-looking. It's like, sure. Oh, we'll get through this. I don't think I have a pessimistic bone in my body.
Probably. Hopeful optimism combined with a little bit of naivety, because I don't think any of us assumed that it was going to be as long and drawn out as it was either. But nonetheless, so let's talk about this. You went from doing really good in revenue, lots of clients, to zero, because you could not physically treat your clients at the clinic. So what happened? How did you pivot? How did you survive? What were some steps that you took that maybe people that are listening to this podcast or watching this show could say, man, I could still do that in my business? Because it's not about just doing this during a pandemic. It's about looking at your business and finding ways to improve that. So what did you do?
So we set a rule that nothing was off the table in terms of things that could change. And the two biggest areas that we made the change in were, firstly, patients weren't able, because the clinics were were closed. Mm-hmm. Patients weren't able to come into the clinic for their weekly treatment. And also, because the patients would pick up their nutritional supplements in the clinic each week when they came for the treatment, we weren't able to deliver the product, the nutritional treatment, across the counter in a retail fashion. So we were forced to rethink our whole logistics operation. Mm. And we moved to a model where we actually posted the food out. Now, that on the face of it sounds a relatively simple process. The logistics for us as a business were, we'd got 10 stock rooms spread around the country,
sure,
which we needed to pull all the stock back into one place, start packing it and sending it out to customers. And over the course of the next 12 weeks, when we could reopen, mm-hmm, we'd actually moved 10 tons of product upstairs. Three of the team, socially distanced, managed to carry on working. We moved 10 tons of product up two flights of stairs and then back down two flights of stairs as it was shipped out.
And you developed a whole new weight loss program called Haul Our Food Up Flights of Stairs.
We patented it now.
All right. So you centralized your warehousing essentially to where you could distribute from one location versus 10. But still, you've got the doctors that want to meet with the people. How did you handle that?
Yeah, and again, that was a great example of a part of our business, an operational part of our business that was sacrosanct in that the patient had to come into a clinic and sit in the same room as the doctor and have this consultation, which generally lasted anywhere between 45 minutes and an hour. Hmm. And if I'd have asked my doctors prior to COVID, look, I'm thinking of moving everything online. We're going to do telehealth. We're going to have Zoom or Teams calls with patients. All of the doctors, without exception, would have said, no, absolutely not. Yeah. You know, roll off.
Not possible. We have to see this.
Not possible. Absolutely not possible. Roll in COVID, and within, you know, not even 6 days, we'd set up a telehealth system which allowed patients to communicate, and all the doctors said, it's too much of a risk to be in the same room as these as patients. So we completely transformed that part of the business.
I want to dig deeper in that 6 day window, right? Because that 6 day window is critical, right? And I'm not sure how long it took to get the centralized warehouse as well, but I'm assuming you guys moved mountains pretty quickly. But the one thing that I know, without even having to ask you, and I know this because you're affiliated with Dan, and all of Dan's clients in his programs know their numbers inside and out. In fact, I'll share with you a story. I remember this about you, by the way. One of the times I was over in the UK, we were talking, you told a story about how you used to take a post-it note every day and you would write, because you tracked your numbers so well, and you knew exactly how much every single phone call cost to get the phone to ring. And I remember you said you had little post-it note stickies every day on your phone, so your employees would look at that and realize that this phone call cost me 87 pounds to get it to ring or something. I don't remember what the exact amount was, but I know you know your numbers. So the first thing that happens, your revenue goes from good money to no money overnight. I'm assuming that you immediately had to start looking at your cash flow forecast, because you can't keep spending when you're not making, right? So what did you do in that process? And I'm certain that there's something to do with Dan, because he's so meticulous. He's insisting about people knowing their numbers. What did you do there in those 6 days to reduce the expenses, or to even know how much money you could survive on?
Yeah, so because I've been a client of Dan's for 10 years, and the financial literacy that I've learned from Dan over that 10-year period, we have and continue to have a 13-week cash flow forecast. So we forecast at least 13 weeks ahead. In truth, it's usually a lot more than we usually six to 9 months ahead.
Wow.
Where we're forecasting, because we've got some fairly good idea with seasonality and things. Yeah. With cash is the oxygen of the business.
Yeah.
And the oxygen was cut off on the 23rd of March. We had no, and we've got a limited time to do something to find some more oxygen. Now, the oxygen can only come from two places in terms of cash. It's either in the bank, which it wasn't because it was a time of year which we'd invested heavily in advertising and marketing. We'd got a lot of stock sat on the shelves because we were expecting the post-Christmas rush.
Yeah.
All that stock was going out of date. We'd spent the money on stock. So we had no, you know, we had little cash reserve, and it was incredibly tight. So what we set about doing was, how can we get this stock out to patients and bring that cash in and convert the stock into cash, but obviously in line with, you know, keeping you know, a significant eye on the health of the patients and not being able to see them face to face, which is where the Zoom calls with the doctors came.
Crazy. And it's interesting too, because during the pandemic, I know as soon as we went on lockdown, it wasn't about a month and a half in, and I was 10 pounds extra around the waistline. I just gained weight because I wasn't doing anything. So I can only imagine what it was like for you, because now you have a greater level of demand because of the pandemic. People are gaining weight, but you have essentially, until you can find a way to pivot and deliver, you have zero supply. Massive demand, zero supply. You'd think that's a great thing, but in the face of cash flow and everything else, you've got some real interesting things there. So you worked on your cash flow. You realized you needed to release the stock as quickly as you could to be able to bring in some revenue in order for you to stay afloat and stay alive. Let's fast forward now and let's get into, because it's been a year since the pandemic, where are you at now?
So the two biggest changes to the business, one, all consultations with my doctors are now done online. They're all done by video conference.
And even post-pandemic, you're going to just continue.
Post-pandemic. The patients really engage. They don't have to come into the clinic, which is it's an additional trip. And many of our patients are traveling 30, 40 miles to the clinic. You know, we've only got 10 across the UK. So geographically, the patients are quite spread out. So the video conferencing, that's one of the biggest changes. But the second biggest change has been to our logistics process. We don't have 10 individual stock rooms in 10 individual clinics.
Yeah.
We're all running out of different types of stock at different times. Yeah. We've got a single centralized logistics partner.
Which has actually had to have reduced your expenses then, because you're not spending extra money shipping from one clinic to another clinic to catch up with the stock. Yep.
Yeah.
Let me ask this. Are you going to shut down some of your facilities now? Do you feel like you don't even need them? Or are you going to keep them open and still expand? What's it look like 3 months, 6 months, a year in the future?
Yeah, so no, the business has changed in terms of the business model's changed, but not the business. We're in a situation now where we're actually looking to expand to maybe 30 clinics across the country. The model is different in as much as when a patient goes to a clinic now, the sole purpose of every member of the team in that clinic is to deliver an outstanding patient experience in relation to the treatment element. Right. The stock, the distribution of the nutritional plans and the supplements is all done centrally by courier straight to the person's home. So that whole logistics process is taken away, and it allows the team to concentrate on the two therapies, the ultrasound treatment and the skin tightening therapy that make our treatment unique and give the amazing results that we were able to get.
So let me ask you this. We've got about a minute and a half left here. Somebody's watching the show or they're listening to the podcast. Their business hasn't recovered from COVID yet. Of course, everybody thinks their business is unique, even though it's relatively not that unique. But nonetheless, there's somebody that's either listening or watching right now. What type of advice would you give them if they're sitting there going, man, I don't even know if it's worth it anymore. I'm not sure how I can do. What kind of advice would you give somebody who's still struggling because of the pandemic and wants to turn this ship around?
Yeah, so what in any sector, I could show, you know, I could point you to businesses in the same sector, one business that's thrived, another business that's really struggling. And my suggestion for all business owners is question everything. Look at the way that you're doing things and question, is this, can we do it a different way? Who else, what are other people doing? Are they doing it in a different way? And that's what we did, you know, things that we'd never expected to be able to change, we've changed for the better.
That's great advice. Now, you're going to be competing here on June 22nd, 23rd with, I think, 9 other entrepreneurs in the Ultimate Entrepreneur Mastermind Contest, where you're all going to be competing for a cash prize of £10,000. It's going to be voted on by the viewing audience. I'm not sure if it's going to be the viewing audience in person or live. Probably in person or live. That's the same thing. In person or online. I would assume it's going to be a little bit of both. But if people want to go to that, of course, they can check out the information on the screen, or they can look at the show notes and they can get the information. But if they also want to speak with you, you know, there's also the reality is, listen, some people are probably watching this show or listening to the podcast or sitting there going, man, I got that extra, I got the Corona pounds sitting here and I want to lose some weight. So let's do a little put a plug for your business as well. People can reach you at www.alivere.com. That's A-L-E-V-E-R-E.com. We're going to put that up on the screen. Plus they can also call. What would you tell somebody if they are sitting there thinking, well, I don't know if it'll work for me?
The most common question that our patient coordinators get when somebody rings up is, will it really work for me? And what I can tell you, after 10 years and treating thousands of patients, and collectively we've helped our patients lose over 30,000 stone in weight over the 10 years that we've been helping patients. And, you know, we know we can help you lose the weight and live your life. That transformation will take between 16 and 20 weeks for most men and women to lose 4 or 5 stone or more.
Lose your weight and live your life. Those are some great words to live by. All right, if you'd like to meet Chris in person, you can come to the Ultimate Entrepreneur Mastermind event coming up June 22nd and 23rd in the UK. It's going to be out in Warwick. You can also attend that virtually for those of you who might be risk averse with regard to the pandemic. We honor that as well. So you can check out the website that's on the screen below and get registered for the event. You can come meet Chris. And hey, maybe you can even vote for him. He's got 10,000 pounds on the line as well. Thank you so much for your time. Take care.
I hope you enjoyed that episode. 3 things you need to do now. Number 1, make sure you subscribe to this podcast so you do not miss an episode. Also, get on over to Amazon to get a copy of my latest book, Turnover is Vanity, Profit is Sanity, 9.5 Steps to Improving Your Profits and Cash Flow. Also, join our Facebook group, the Turnover is Vanity, Profit is Sanity community, to connect with other business owners.